to 9210 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. What a beautiful day out there. Blue sky, not a cloud around. Just get ready for the heat. If you live in the Northeast like I do, we are in what they are calling a heat wave, which is true. This is as hot as it's been all summer for us. And we could have 3 or 4 days in the 90s. Whoa. Our bodies and our plants and gardens are not accustomed to it. Now, here's some good news. The phone lines have been fixed, so we're going back to the original number, which is 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. The gremlins were found. They're gone, and we have our regular phone number back up and running, okay? So if we can help you, that's the number to call. Now, let's forget about the damn tomatoes here for a bit, and let's talk about the plants that are really looking good. Now, the main family for this time of the year that's going to give you color is the hydrangea. We're not talking the blue. We're not talking the pink. We're talking the white hydrangea. Now, I know a lot of you love the blue hydrangea, but it's a lot of work, and there's always a lot of problems with it. The white hydrangea, totally different animal. The first one that's been in bloom for about a month and will continue for at least another month, a ball-shaped hydrangea called Annabelle. Now, the flower size can be 3 inches to 12 inches in diameter, and they're in the shape of a ball, just like the blue. Smaller flower petals, more delicate, more lace-like, and that plant will grow up to be around 3 feet, sometimes a little bit taller, but let's say 3 to 4 foot. This particular hydrangea will also take half a day of shade, so it's a good plant for shaded-type areas. They're not going to get some sun, but it will take a half a day of shade, no problem. 3 to 4 foot, called Annabelle, and starts to bloom in July, goes through August, and into September. So that's a good plant. Now, if you need something that will take more shade and give you some height, but you can still put it in the sun, you want the hydrangea called P, as in Paul, G, as in girl. Okay, PG. Now, I'm telling you that name because you're never going to remember Hydrangea paniculata grandiflora. So just ask for PG hydrangea. Now, this particular hydrangea is in the shape of a cone, an ice cream cone, upside down, pointed on the top. And this is a beautiful plant. It's in bloom right now. It will continue until October. And when we get some cold weather, you're going to have a pink coloration starting on the bottom of the cone, not near the tip, but towards the bottom, and the pink coloration will move up. Now, this particular hydrangea pruning will determine the height. You can keep it at 5 or 6 feet. You can let it get up as high as 15 feet. So this is a good plant, and the flower of the PG can be dried and used for arrangements in your home. You can make a beautiful wreath with the flowers. And the PG hydrangea, for example, can live in Bangor, Maine. It can live in St. Johnsbury, Vermont. And it's cold in those two towns. You can even grow it in Presque Isle, Maine. The potato basket of New England. And there's not many plants that will survive a short growing season in the cold weather. But if you live in the Presque Isle, Maine area, you live in St. Johnsbury, Vermont, and you're looking for something that's going to take the cold and bloom every year and never have a problem, or you could be living in the Carolinas or in Georgia, even in California, you can grow the hydrangeas. And these white ones are absolutely beautiful. Never a problem. They bloom every year, and you can control the size of the PG. The Annabelle is 3 foot and blooms every year, no matter what kind of weather we get. Okay? Let's go to the phone lines. Jason, who's up next?
Martha, and she has a question about ornamental grass.
Martha, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Good. How are you, Martha?
I have a couple of those PGs. They are so pretty. I love them.
Oh, right now they're spectacular.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have an ornamental grass, and it's just so huge, and I don't know. How do you control those? They're taking over the garden.
Are they too tall, or is it just getting to be too big?
It's just too big. It's too tall, too wide.
Okay. What you want to do for this year, just leave it alone for now, because it's getting ready to make the beautiful plumage. That beautiful tassel flower is going to come on it. And right now, if you try and move it, it's just so hot that you'll probably end up losing it. What I do, I have some ornamental grasses. I just love them. But you're right. Some of them can really get bigger than what you want. You've got two ways that you can do this. You can wait until we've had a frost in the fall and then dig it up and relocate it to a new location. Or you can leave it there in the fall and enjoy that brown, rustling, noise-type foliage. I have some that when I go out to get the morning paper in the middle of winter, I can hear that rustling sound. And the chickadees and some of the sparrows will eat the seed heads from it. So it gives them some food late into the season. But in late March, April, the whole month of April, you can take that ornamental grass, and this is what I do. I pull the plant together a little bit at a time, and I take a saw, just a regular saw that you would cut a piece of wood with, and I cut it to about 3 inches from the ground. You can take a sharp pair of pruners, but cut it within 3 inches of the ground and get rid of everything. Put it in your compost pile. Then dig it up. Dig up the whole thing. Lay it on its side. Take a hatchet and split it in two. So just lay it on the ground, on its side. Split it in two. And if it's really big, split the halves in two. Now you got four pieces. And replant them in other areas. And I do that to my ornamental grasses about every 3 or 4 years. When they start to really get big, I divide them. I give them to friends. I give them to neighbors. And that's what you should do. But it's going to get bigger and bigger. And hopefully you don't have some of the varieties that run, that have runners underground that spread. If it's a clump and it's just getting too big, that's all I do is just do that. But it does it better if it's divided in the springtime during the month of April. But for now, if you try and move it, it's just too hot. They're talking 90s all week, no matter where you live in the Northeast. So enjoy it. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Jason, who's next?
Bob has a question about his garden.
Bob, good morning. Tell me what's happening.
Good morning, Paul. My garden is very, there's a lot of clay in it, and I've been working it for 30 years. I've put seaweed and compost and gravel and other things to try to soften it up. Is there any miracles to getting it softer?
Yep, there is. Have you ever heard of gypsum?
Yes, drywall.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. Now, if you go to your local garden center, they have a liquid gypsum that you can buy, and this is absolutely the greatest thing that you'll ever find. You take the liquid gypsum, you spray it right on top of your soil, the rain will wash it in, and the gypsum, which is sheetrock, will coat the individual particles of clay, and when that happens, the clay can no longer stick together. Because it can't stick together, you have much, much better drainage, and the roots of your plants can dig through the ground a lot easier because they're not hitting up against a solid wall of clay. But it's called garden gypsum, and your local garden center will have it. If they don't have it, go to my website, which is paulparent.com. Click on sponsors and scroll down to Soil Logic, and you'll see liquid gypsum and all kinds of information about that. A phone number, 800-259-9231.
We do not want you to be alarmed by what you're about to hear, but your lawn is in danger. Japanese beetles have spread to the entire eastern half of the U.S. That includes you. Aside from decimating trees, gardens, and rose bushes, these advancing beetles will lay thousands of eggs beneath your lawn. Eggs that become grubs, with an insatiable appetite for the roots of your grass. These grubby gluttons lie hidden for months, literally eating your lawn from the inside out. Should you be alarmed? Yes. And no. Not if you use Scott's Grub-X, the leading product for the prevention of grubs. Grub-X kills Japanese beetle larvae as soon as they hatch, so they never have a chance to destroy your lawn. Again, there is no cause for alarm. One application of Grub-X is guaranteed to work, but you need to act now. Because where there are beetles, there will be grubs. Scott's Grub-X is available at lawn and garden centers everywhere in a red bag with a large, ugly grub on the front. Better there than in your lawn.
Now you can effectively treat the diseases in your lawn, the flower and vegetable garden, fruits, and more without worrying about the safety of your family and pets. Look for organic Serenade disease control products. Serenade is being used by organic farmers across the country. Golf course managers want healthy turf with less chemicals that can be a problem to golfers. Organic Serenade will take care of black spot on tomatoes, powdery mildew on roses, and scab on apples. That's Serenade. Now that the gardens are planted, let's feed them with the new Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer from Fertilome. This 9-59-8 plant food will make your garden explode. Flowers and vegetables will grow like you've never seen it before. That's Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer. This year, let's kill those problem weeds and save some money. Say goodbye to poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and hundreds more with Fertilome Kills All. Half the price of Roundup, twice as strong because it's generic. Kills All.
As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level.
alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Pierce Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. If you go to my website, which is very simple, Paul Parent, P-A-R-E-N-T, just like mom and dad, .com, when the front page comes up, you look to the bottom left of the page, and it will say, Paul's planning a new trip next spring, April 27th to May 5th, and we have selected some place that some of you probably never even heard of, but it is a beautiful part of the world. The name of the country is Croatia. Now, when they first talked to me about Croatia, I said, what is Croatia? Well, if you look at Italy, if you look at the boot of Italy, and you turn your eyes east, right across that little strip of water is the country of Croatia. And we're also going to spend a day in Slovenia. Now, we're going April 27th to May 5th of next year in the springtime. That way, the days are not real, real hot. We'll be able to enjoy ourselves. We'll be able to see some gardens. And the place that we are going is considered the Croatia Riviera. It's absolutely gorgeous. Big fancy hotels, beautiful waterfront, gorgeous beaches, and a lot to see. So check out paulparent.com. It's a great, beautiful country. I think that you'll really, really enjoy it. I'm looking forward to it. And we've got a great price because it's a new part of the world that people are just beginning to discover. And 9 days, your airfare, your hotels. Oh, and you stay in the same hotel. We take day trips, which is going to make it good. No unpacking and packing. For the 9 days, your airfare, the hotel, and some of your meals, $2,700 a person. I don't think you can beat that. But take a look at the website. There's a lot of information. And I'll give you a phone number to call on Monday, 888-997-BOAT, B-O-A-T. And they'll send you all the information that you'd like. But take a look at the website, paulparent.com. Bottom left, it says the trip that we're planning, and there's a lot of information and a lot of links that we've put together for you. I think it's something that you would really, really enjoy. Let's go to the phone lines. Jason, who's next?
Up next, we have Mary, and she has a question about mulching and pruning her azaleas.
Mary, excuse me. Mary, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning to you. Well, I haven't been well this past year, and I'm sort of late in doing everything, and I was wondering, is it too late to trim my azaleas, prune it back? And also, I have a question about mulch. A friend of mine, we're having a discussion about it, and I say that you don't put the mulch right up to the base of the plant, and she says you do.
Okay. On your azaleas, Mary, if you prune them now, you won't have any flowers next year because all of the flower buds are made on the tips of the branches. Your azaleas go through a cycle. They bloom, then they make the new growth, and during July, August, and September, on the very ends of the new growth that they made is where they make the flower buds. So if you prune it now, you're going to lose all of your flowers for next year. So the ideal time to prune azaleas is as soon as you see the flowers look dirty. Most of your azaleas are going to be blooming in May, sometimes in early April, sometimes in early June. But when you see that the flowers are looking tired, prune them back, feed them. They'll make a lot of new growth and many, many more flowers. And use the same principle for all of the plants in your garden. When your forsythia finishes blooming, that's when you prune it. Okay? Mulch should not go up against the stem of the plant. If there's a little bit, it's not a big deal. But if you put 3 or 4 inches around the stem of the plant and we have wet weather like this year, you run the risk of the stem rotting and bark falling off the plant. Thank you. Are you seeing ants and other insects in your home? Want to control them organically? Then use Ant Eater from St. Gabriel Organics. Ant Eater is so safe you can place the powder in the cabinet with your cereal and bag goods. Control insects in any room of your home, even the kitchen, with organic Ant Eater. Roaches, fleas, ticks, and ants don't have a chance with Ant Eater. And now you can kill weeds organically with Burnout 2. Yes, organically, Burnout 2. The wet weather has put a lot of stress on our gardens. Tomatoes are slow to grow, and fruit will have a problem to mature properly. If you had black spots on the underside of your tomatoes last year, eliminate them this year with Tomato Maker from Organic Labs. Tomato Maker will keep tomatoes healthy. To keep your garden organic and trouble-free, use Organocide to control insects and diseases in all of your gardens. That's Organocide from Organic Labs.
Heart Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
If you'd like to play poker, craps, or roulette at home with casino-style equipment, you need to find a reputable company that you can trust. JustPokerSupplies.com is here to help you find what you need for your at-home casino experience. JustPokerSupplies.com carries the latest professional and custom poker chips, playing cards, craps, and roulette tables, and even custom felt for your new table. Need some help with your game? You will find a large assortment of books and DVDs that will teach you how to dominate the competition. Planning a game room? JustPokerSupplies.com sells Las Vegas style art, lighting, seating, automatic card shufflers, poker genies, and over 1,500 different products to suit your needs. Whether you want a large game room or just a small one for you and your friends, head on over to JustPokerSupplies.com. That's JustPokerSupplies.com or call 877-255-4616. That's 877-255-4616 today.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives, and that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. If you live south of the city of Boston or you live along the coast south of Boston and you're looking for a flowering shrub that's different, that's going to bloom at this time of the year, there is a plant called Vitex, V-I-T-E-X, and it has a leaf that, instead of being one leaf, it's in segments, so it's leaflets, very lacy looking, but right now it's in bloom with beautiful blue spikes about 6 to 8 inches tall. And this is a plant that if you live on Cape Cod, for example, you can plant Vitex on your property to give you some color right now. Also, no matter where you live, there is a plant called Rose of Sharon. And Rose of Sharon is the northern version of your tropical hibiscus. If you live in Florida, you live in the Carolinas, Georgia, you can grow the hibiscus in your backyard. In the Northeast, it just will not tolerate it because it's because of winter. But if you like the plant, you can plant something called Rose of Sharon, and it's basically a substitution for the tropical hibiscus. And you can buy single varieties that look like a funnel or a double that looks like a big ball. And they're in bloom right now, and they will continue to bloom till we've had a frost. They're upright growing. They love the sun. They love the heat. And if you want to make a privacy wall, this is a good plant because you can let it get up to 10 to 15 feet very easily, and it will create a wall of flowers and give you all the privacy that you want. So don't get discouraged about the gardens. Let's concentrate on the landscaping, and I'll give you some names and descriptions of some of the plants that are absolutely beautiful right now. Let's go to the phone lines. Jason, who's next?
Up next, we have Norma, and she has a Coosa dogwood question.
Norma, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for taking my call. You're a busy man this morning. I'd like to say that I have a Coosa dogwood that is about 15 foot tall, 5 to 6 years old, planted it as a youngster. Now, it grew well, and but now I'm having a problem with the leaves going brown and dropping before they should. I don't know if I have something in the stem or if it's something that's normal because of all the rain, but I'm a little bit anxious because I don't want to lose it.
Okay. Now, are the leaves falling green or are they turning yellow?
No, they're falling brown.
If falling brown, is it happening on just one branch or over the whole tree?
Over the whole tree.
Over the whole tree. Okay. If it was an insect in the plant, it would attack one branch at a time.
Uh-huh.
The most common insect for a dogwood is a borer. And a borer will hit one branch, kill that, and then go on to the next one and so forth. So don't worry about insects. To me, it's just we've had way too much rain. And if your tree is in an area that's low on your property, maybe it's in an area where you have a lot of clay.
I do. I live in Sandwich on Cape Cod.
Yep. And it's stuff. Just you have a lot of clay.
Yes.
What I would do is I would go to like Hyannis Country Gardens.
Mm-hmm.
And buy a bottle of liquid gypsum.
Okay.
Now, liquid gypsum, all you do is you just screw it on to the end of your hose. You spray the area around your Coosa dogwood, and I would go 15-foot circle all the way around it.
Okay.
And the liquid gypsum will work its way into the soil, and it will break apart the clay. And I would do it now, and then I would wait until, mid-September and do it again.
Okay.
And that should open up the ground to allow the roots to grow better and to get rid of the excess water.
Okay.
If your plant is sitting in a heavy soil, and especially with the amount of rain we've had this year, those
poor
roots.
It doesn't dry out.
Yeah. If it's not drying out, then that is a problem. And I think the liquid gypsum will do a great job for you. And, again, if you go to Hyannis Country Gardens, they have it in stock. And you just spray it. It will work its way in. And then do it again in mid-September. You should be in great shape. Now, the other good use for the liquid gypsum is if you have a lawn or a garden near the side of the road, and during the winter, when the snowplow comes back and forth and dumps the salt, the sand, and the snow on your property to open up the roads, that salt is going to kill the grass. And I'm sure you've seen the grass not looking too good in the spring. If in the fall, September, October, you were to apply the liquid gypsum on the side of the road, come in from the edge of the road in probably 15 feet or so, it will open up the clay, and that means that when it rains, it's going to flush the salt out of the root zone of the grass, and that means a lot less grass will die during the winter time. So get that on your grass. Jason, who's up next?
Up next we have Mickey, Daisy, and Lily question.
Mickey, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you, Paul. I have two questions about a daisy, and I don't know the variety. It is not the ones with the tall stems. This is lower to the ground. Beautiful. I get wonderful blooms, and almost as soon as the daisy is totally open, I get little holes in the petal. And then within a few days, it seems, all of the petals have been eaten back to the yellow part of the daisy. So I'm trying to figure out what my problem is. The second question about the lilies, Asiatic lilies, I'm wondering when they could be transplanted.
Okay. Okay. On your Asiatic lilies, what you need to do is you need to have a frost hit the stems. Now, if you go to your local garden center, you're going to see right around Labor Day that they're getting in all their bulbs from Holland, tulips and daffodils and crocuses and things like that. So, you know, in September, early October, those bulbs come in. They do not have lilies for a month after that because they have to wait till they've had some cold weather and the energy that's in the leaves drained down to the bulb, and then they have to dig and process them and ship them. You don't have to wait that long. I would say by the middle to the end of September, you need to have basically 4 to 6 weeks of growing time after your lilies have finished blooming. Now, I have some orientals that have bloomed early at my home, and there's some orientals that are just coming into bloom. I have a beautiful, pure white one right now that's very, very fragrant, and it's only open in the last week. I have some orientals that are white with a red center on the individual petals with white edges. They've been blooming for about a week. So I won't touch those now until the end of September, maybe even October, but they need to have a minimum of 6 weeks of growing time after they have finished blooming. And the later, the better. Then dig them up, relocate them, put some compost in the ground when you plant them. If your soils are sandy, pick up a product called Soil Moist. And I don't plant anything at my house without Soil Moist. I live in Kennebunk, Maine. My soil is very, very sandy. I'm not near the water. I'm about 10 miles into the land, almost in the next town of Sanford, Maine. So my soil is very sandy. And without Soil Moist, my gardens would not survive a normal dry summer. But do that, okay? Now, for your daisies, what you want to use is a product called Eight, just like the number eight, E-I-G-H-T. It's made by a company called Bonide. And Eight is a fairly new product and much, much improved over the old ones. Now, 5, 6, 7 years ago, the most effective product for chewing insects was actually called Seven. Just like the number seven. But they found out that if you use the seven powder, as well as the liquid, but the powder was a much worse thing. When the bees came out and they landed on your plant to do the pollination, if you had put seven dust, they get it on their feet, they They bring it into the hive with the pollen, and it hurts everybody in there. So they developed a new product, and they named it 8. It not only lasts longer, but it's totally safe for bees. I like the liquid because it doesn't leave a white powdery residue on the foliage, and it's a lot cheaper. And 8 will take care of all chewing insects. The Japanese beetles right now, spray the 8 on your flowers. Spray it on your vegetables. It will not hurt the bees that do the pollination. But anything that chews holes, it will take care of. For example, the big tomato hornworm, if any of us have tomatoes left for the hornworms to feed on, 8 will take care of them. It will take care of the Japanese beetles and anything that eats the petals of your flowers, and it's very, very safe. But use the liquid. It's cheaper, and you don't see the white dust all over the foliage. Thank you, Mickey. Jason, who's next?
Up next, we have Bill, and he has a tree question.
Bill, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very fine, thank you. I bought 2 ever-blooming hydrangeas about the beginning of June from Hyannis Country Garden, so I knew they were good stock.
Yep.
And they were 2-gallon pots, and planted them, and they were doing fine. And I went away for a week, 2 weeks ago, which happened to be the first sunny week we had on Cape Cod. When we came back, they were both very droopy. So I gave him some water, and one perked up. The other one, it had lost most of its leaves, but the stems are still green, and there's like 3 stems that still have blooms on them. Is there something I can give it to help it recover?
Yeah, I would just feed him with a liquid fertilizer at this point. A granular fertilizer is designed to feed the plant over the long term, but a liquid is available to the plant as soon as it hits the roots. It only lasts about 2 weeks, but that's what you need, is a quick burst. Hydrangea is a plant that has big leaves, as you well know, and because they weren't accustomed to the sun, the roots were growing and got acclimated to the type of weather that we had. Well, when the sun came, the roots had not grown fast enough and had not had a chance to adjust to it. Pick up a product called Soil Moist. It's a granular product, looks like rock salt. Take a crowbar, make 4 or 5 holes, and put a good pinch in each hole about 6 inches deep, and that will help to solve the problem. And the fertilizer. Want to save hundreds of dollars watering your lawn and garden? Simply hose on Organic Water Wizard and reduce your water bill by up to 50%. Organic Water Wizard attracts water to the roots of your lawn and garden, then slowly releases it to the plant to keep them healthy, and you use less water. Why waste water into the ground? Good for your lawn, the garden, your wallet, and the planet. Go to organicwaterwizard.com for a retailer near you, or call 888-892-8375. Organic Water Wizard.
Grubs. Their mission, to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Season-Long Grub Control with Merit. Its patented 2-in-1 formula stops grubs all season. Plus, it revitalizes your lawn in one easy step. To grubs, it's the end of the road. To lawns, a new lease on life. Bayer Advanced Season-Long Grub Control. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Weeds and crabgrass are taking over your lawn. Traditional lawn weed killers control either lawn weeds or crabgrass, but not both. Why do half the job when there's Bayer Advanced all-in-one lawn weed and crabgrass killer? It kills lawn weeds plus crabgrass without harming your lawn. Just hook to the hose and go. Nothing's faster or easier. And now it's rainproof in 1 hour. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Are you trying to garden organically this year? Well, here's a real treat for you. Orcon Corporation at OrganicControl.com has helped directly from Mother Nature for you. No sprays or dust to apply to the problem. Fight back with predatory insects. Mother Nature's natural control method. Not just ladybugs and praying mantis, but insects that control scale, aphids, whitefly, caterpillars, mealybug, beetles, and even fleas in the backyard. Orcon Corporation.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, it's toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phone lines. Jason, who's up next?
Up next, we have Bee, and she's a first-time gardener, so she has some questions.
Okay, Bee, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. I'm a new listener, so I'm very interested.
Great.
I'm interested in putting a garden in next year, and I'm curious, when would I put some topsoil down? In the fall of this year or next spring?
I would start getting that garden ready during the fall of the year, because who knows what's going to happen next spring. I mean, some years we have a beautiful spring where you can get a lot of work done, but on the other hand, we also have springs where it's very, very wet, which means that it would delay everything. So when things cool off, then I would start thinking about selecting a site that's going to give you the sun or the shade, depending on what you want to do. and then removing that grass or the plant growth that's there and tilling the soil. Find out how much soil you have before you bring in additional soil. Because if you've got, you know, 6, 8, 10 inches of soil, you won't have to buy any. What I would rather like to see you do, clear off the area where your garden's going to be. And if you go to where there's like a community bulletin board, and you may find a little note that says, I rototill yards or gardens. And you can call them. They'll come in, give you a price, rototill it, and then you can see what your soil looks like. Or take a shovel yourself and see how deep it is. Rather than bring in some additional soil, what I'd like to have you do is to bring in a truckload of compost. And that way you're adding all of the soil conditioners that you want to your existing soil, making it better. So they would rototill the garden, dump the compost on top of that area, and then come back and rototill the compost into that soil. What a difference it would make. And that way, next spring, when the season begins to unfold and it gets warmer, then you're ready to plant. You don't have to wait until everybody's ready, because in the spring, everybody wants their garden rototilled and taken care of. In the fall of the year, not many people are thinking about it, and that's when I concentrate on rebuilding my soil, is in the fall. So do that. Believe me, it will save you a lot of time, and you'll be way, way ahead of the game. And probably wouldn't hurt, put some lime with the compost. 800-259-9231. Jason, who's next?
Mary, she has a question about contaminated water.
Mary, good morning. How can we help you with your garden this morning?
Good morning, Paul. First time I've ever planted tomatoes in a pot.
Yep.
And they're growing nicely, but our water supply has been contaminated with chloroform, coliform, and E. coli. And I've been watering every day with it.
Okay, now this is your drinking water?
Yes, the whole town, yep.
The whole town, okay.
Yep.
Boy, I don't know what to say there.
They're in
I
a
would
pot.
Think...
Excuse me, they're in the pot. They're not, you know, in the ground. They're right in the pot.
Yep. I tell you what I would do is I would call the town hall. No, better still than that, the town hall probably wouldn't have any ideas what to do. I would go in the phone book and look under the county extension service. Now, for example, I live in York County, Maine. So I would look under York County for the extension service and ask them what you should do. I mean, if the water itself has been contaminated, they don't want you drinking it. I don't know if the microbes in the ground or in your pot are going to be strong enough to destroy them to prevent a problem. But usually your county extension in every county in every state has that. It's part of the government of your state, and they can help you with that particular problem. That's something I've never encountered, and it makes a lot of sense. I'll make a note, and I'll check on it myself. But County Extension Service for your particular town.